It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Emor, Constant and Episodic. If we look at Parshat Emor, there's some challenges as far as understanding the structure of this Parsha. The beginning is easy. You have Kohanim, they have their restrictions, there are things that they should do, shouldn't do. There are Kohanim who are unfit, there are animals that are unfit to be offerings, and offerings should be brought at the appropriate time. So that's talking about those who bring the sacrifice and the sacrifice that are brought. Good. Then there's a section about the Moedim, the Parshat HaMoedim, one of the most elaborate discussions of holidays in all of the Torah. And that begins with Shabbat. So it's Shabbat and then Pesach, Shavuos, Asher Yom Kippur, Sukkot, including the counting of the Omer, which is always falls around this time of year. Good. What's that doing here? We will not address that today, but that's a question. Why are the holidays here at this particular juncture? Then we have two sections that seem unconnected. We're going to address those. Then there's another section we will not address. The two sections that we will address today are how come after the discussion of Shabbat and the holidays, it talks about bringing the oil for the menorah, and it talks about bringing the breads for the showbread for the table. Then it talks about something else. So what's the connection of the holidays with the menorah and then the showbread? Well, you do have the idea mentioned in the Zayin LaTorah that after talks about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the next thing is Chanukah, but we can't say Chanukah because it didn't happen yet. But the Torah talks about the menorah because the holiday after Sukkot is Chanukah. The Torah is alluding to a futuristic event. Okay, but what about the challah and the shulchan, the 12 loaves on the bread, on the table? What does that got to do? So I'd like to suggest the following. And for this, you have to follow my hand here. You have Shabbat. That represents something you would think somewhat episodic, but it's fairly constant. It's every week, but it's constant. It's every week. It's not like Pesach once a year. Then you have holidays. They're episodic. Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And then you have the oil for the menorah and the breads. One of the breads brought, it says, B'yom HaShabbat, B'yom HaShabbat. You put them out on Shabbat. On Shabbat, you exchange, you take the old ones and you put them away, and the new ones, you come over. So the old go out and the new come in at the same time. Because some rabbis say it's okay, you just put one here, take it away, and later on you bring the other. But we follow the opinion that you should, as you take one off, you should bring one on. So when does it take place? B'yom HaShabbat. So we have the following structure. Watch my hands. You have, start with Shabbat, holidays in the middle, and then at the end, Shabbat, which is the table, the showbread, are on Shabbat. So you have sort of a parenthesis, you have a bracketed section. Yes, you have episodic holidays, but there's a constancy to Shabbat. Shabbat at the beginning, Shabbat at the end, because Shabbat is always there. It's the anchor for the constancy of our worship. And let's go a step further. Shabbat is not only constant because it's more frequent once a week, it's still episodic. But we know that bread was there tamid. It was always there. It was just exchange on Shabbat. They took it off once a week. Miraculously, it remained fresh. And a bit warm, too. But actually, it's there all the time. So it is constant. What about Shabbat itself? Is Shabbat constant? Well, yes. Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kodesho. Remember the Shabbat. So the rabbis say, remember when you might forget it. When would you forget it? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So what do? During the week, we say, that would be a good orange to save for Shabbat. That would be a nice piece of challah to make for Shabbat. That would be a nice potato to save for Shabbat. We're constantly worried about Shabbat throughout the week. In many ways, we live for Shabbat. So Shabbat is not episodic. Shabbat is constant. But certainly the showbread, they're there all week and they're removed on Shabbat, they're eaten on Shabbat. But we still haven't talked about the menorah. What about that? How come you had Shabbat, holidays, So you have somewhat constant, episodic. Then the menorah. What's that got to do with it? And then the showbread, which is on Shabbat, which is constant. So what's the menorah doing? So if you look at the key word there, you know, we look at the Torah, we want to know what words are repeated, so to give us a hint of what the main theme is. It says you should take the pure oil, lahalot ner tamid, for the constant ner, the constant candle. Where? It's outside. How often? Merav haboker lifnei Hashem tamid. It should be from evening to the morning, constantly. The debate, the Rambam and others, as to whether the menorah is lit during the day, but certainly it's from the evening to the morning, always, every day. Chukat Olam, right? When? Lifnei Hashem Tamid. In front of God, always. Three times, in a little section, verse 1 through 4, four verses, three times it says Tamid. What is it telling us? That the notion of Tamid is very important. That as we discuss the holidays, which are episodic, we need to mention the menorah, which is constant, every day. This idea of Tamid versus episodic, Tamid being constant versus the episodic, is found also in the other Parshat HaMoedim, the other discussion of the holidays. In Parshat Pinchas, in Bamidbar, we have a discussion of the holidays. Also, you start with Shabbat, and you have Rosh Chodesh, and then you go on to the holidays, same order, of Pesach, Shavuos, Shonim Kippur, Sukkot. But there, the idea of Tamid, the notion that don't just be episodic, be constant, is expressed at the very outset. Very outset, it says there's a korban tamid, there's a daily offering. Here it's expressed at the end, and in the brackets. Shabbat is an expression of constancy, and then, but if that's not good enough, we have the menorah. The menorah, no question, is tamid. You have the oil there every day, or at least every night, or at least the ner tamid, one candle, miraculously lasts all the time, ner tamid. And therefore, in Bamidbar, you have Tamid, the constant offering, the daily offering, and then Shabbat and holidays. Constancy and episodic. And then here you have Shabbat and holidays, which is somewhat episodic, and then the Ner Tamid, which is constant. So in both cases, there's a necessity of juxtaposing the episodic with the constant. Just that in Bamidbar, the constant comes first, the Korban HaTamid, the daily offering. Here it comes second, in the expression of the menorah, which expresses the notion of tamid. In the end, we have to do both. We need things that are periodic, that are episodic, to get excited about it. It's nothing like the excitement of a little child around Pesach, around Sukkot. There's nothing of excitement of an individual who prepares for a sukkah and walks into their sukkah and has a sukkah for 7 days and is excited about it. Nothing like having Simchas Torah just once a year. Yom Kippur, cleansing once a year. But you shouldn't forget the constancy. The notion of Fnei Hashem Tamid, the notion of Kevaz Echad HaSev HaBoker, Kevaz Shani HaSev HaRabayim, the notion that there's a midrash found in Yaakov that maybe it's the most important principle, that there's a daily offering once in the morning, once in the evening. That's the most important principle in the Torah, the constant worship of God. The Tamid is so important. Expressed here by the Ner. And the Ner suggests really something else. In Bamidbar, the Tamid is the daily offering. It's daily worship. Here, the Tamid is the Ner. What's the Ner? It represents Torah. Torah is the other constant in our lives. Bagita bo yomam v'layla. As it says in the Shema, b'shoch b'chav k'mecha, we learn Torah in the day and the night. We should be engaged in it. We should think about it day and night. This is a second way of being constant, not just through worship, as in the Korban HaTamid and Bamidbar, but also through Torah, as expressed here in the menorah, which represents the seven branches of wisdom, the light of Torah. There too we can have constancy, not just through prayer, but through light. But what about the third pillar of Torah, Avodah and Gemilus Chasadim? There's Torah that's just constant. There is Avodah, the worship, every day and every night. And as the Rambam says, even though we only worship God twice a day, but it says, "Kol hayom yishichati." The Torah is always, it's always in our mouth. We express that by doing it every morning and every night, but that expresses the fact we're trying to be constantly engaged in Torah. What about the third pillar of Gemilus Chasadim, of kindness? Perhaps that's expressed by the Shulchan, the last notion over here in our parsha. The Shulchan is the table, the showbread. Rabbi Saul Berman suggested that the showbread represent the idea that your table is always full. Like a good refrigerator in a nice house, there's always something to eat. There's always a snack in the refrigerator. There's always something in the cupboard. There's always a cookie in the cookie jar. On our shulchan, there's always a showbread. And how do we know that? When David came, he was starving. He was running away. He needed something. The Kohen says, you know, I don't have anything. I got the shulchan. The little showbread is very strange. The holy showbread, David is eating. He's not a Kohen. But the showbread represents kindness. Man came, he was hungry, he was starving. Gave him some showbread because the showbread represents kindness to others. So whether it's through Torah, avodah, worship, or whether it's through milus chasadim, kindness, it needs to be constant. Bread is always there. The cookie is always in the cookie jar. The Torah is always in our mouths. And the prayers are always in our heart. And therefore, we have the tamid. But as human beings, we also need the eino tadir. We need things that are not constant because we get excited about that. For some silly reason, we get excited about things that are not so constant, things that are episodic and periodic. And that's where the holidays come in. That's the Parshat HaMoedim, to light us up on a Yom Kippur, to light us up on a Sukkot, to light us up on a Pesach. And hopefully, with this constant diet, the diet of both the constant and the episodic and the periodic, we will have the proper diet, so we'll be able, indeed, to keep the world going. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim. I want to thank our sponsors and the Intrusion Woodman. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And thanks for joining us here at Baron Hirsch Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.